Congressman Tim Walberg joining us. Congressman, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Durand, it's good to be with you. I'm doing just fine. We're heading up your direction, in fact, to a town hall at Denny's in Delta Township. So we're heading up your way in a sunny morning, pure Michigan, and delighted to be back. Sorry, missed last week. I guess there was a phone line problem going on at the station, and so it's good to be back with you.
Well, I'm glad to be here on this day because a lot of things are going on. Of course, your town hall meeting, the Denny's right there on West Saginaw Highway, Delta Township, an area I know very well, being from Lansing myself. Lots of things going on. Primary week over with, and things are looking good.
Well, it certainly looked good for me in the primary. Any win is a good win. 79% win is a very satisfying win. But the next one comes up in the general, and this district is a swing district, so it's always a tough race, and we're gearing up for that.
Well, yeah, we wish you the best of luck on that. Lots of things going on globally. We see that Russia's prime minister is saying we're putting sanctions on imports. We're stopping the import of fruits, vegetables, of fish from around the world. What do these sanctions mean to Americans? Because it seems that they are hurting their own country more than they're hurting us, the global economy.
Sure, we have exports that we send there that will have impact upon our providers of those exports. It'll have some impact upon the jobs at those places, whether it be in agriculture or in industry, manufacturing, you name it. But the biggest impact will be on the Russian citizens. I think it shows the world again, it ought to, that Putin is a guy that's willing to hurt his own people in order to gain what he thinks is necessary to put himself and his plan, his ideas forward. And that's a concern to the world. This is something that Mitt Romney talked about in the last campaign. People poo-pooed it, including the president, giving indication that there shouldn't be a concern about Putin or Russia. Well, look at what's happening now as Putin has reinserted himself into the world player system and, in fact, is shaking Europe, shaking the Baltics, and shaking the world in its confidence. And sadly, our administration doesn't seem to know how to respond to it.
You know, that Congressman Tim Walberg joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Congressman, that's one thing that I look back on when the decisions were made in the first election between Romney and Obama, that, you know, they looked at it. They looked at it very seriously. They saw a threat, and it was ignored. Now we're seeing Putin flexing his muscles. Do you think this younger Russian generation will fall under the fear of the previous two generations, that with the governments that they saw with communism and the like, do you think that they might stand up and do something against this current administration over there?
Well, it remains to be seen. They're somewhat captive. They've got economic problems. They don't have the opportunities that, for instance, we would have young people here in the United States, though that's being severely tested with the terrible economy that this president has captained the ship over. But Russia, remember, a lot of these younger people don't remember Russia in its worst Soviet Union times. They don't remember the Cold War. They don't remember Reagan taking his strong stance against Russia at the time, Gorbachev, going back to Khrushchev when I was a kid and watching him pound his shoe on the United Nations table and say that he would take over America. They don't remember that, and so the life experience doesn't necessarily push them forward. The one thing we do know is that they do have more opportunities to see communications coming from a free world with the Internet and likewise. So hopefully that'll have some impact upon them. And yet, with their economic problems there, it's debatable that they have the strength to take a stand immediately against Putin and his efforts. It's interesting to note that Putin, in his master's thesis, developed a concept of how to reunite and bring back the Soviet Union. Is that not what he's doing now? I think that's a question we must ask. And if that is a possibility, then there has to be a moral clarity like we see in a guy like Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, who understands that in order to preserve the peace and to preserve democracy and opportunity, you have to be willing to take strong stands. And that's where America has to get its act together under this administration somehow, some way, to reassert ourselves as a strong, strong force, not only in power, but in peace and purpose for a future for our country, as well as freedom-loving people in the world.
Congressman Tim Walberg joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Congressman, president's approval rating with the public in polls, the NBC Wall Street Journal polls, at an all-time low. Do you see him taking a hard stance against Russia, or are you going to see him just kind of stand there and just pretend it's really not going on like we haven't seen?
Well, I'm afraid he is going to not take a strong stance. I'm afraid that his political philosophy leans more toward the socialist side that says big government is a good thing. And so we have to grow the government here in the United States and gain control of more resources, more systems in this country, and kind of let the rest of the world go by. I'm not a person that believes that we ought to insert ourselves everywhere in the world and that the world's problems aren't always our problems. But yet we have to be a nation that's strong and promotes a sense that that we are there for the assistance of freedom-loving peoples. You know, this president, I don't believe, understands our republic and its form of democracy under a constitution as to be a very, very positive thing. I think he has a worldview that looks at it from a different perspective. And large government is a tool that he sees for his purposes. So I'm very concerned. We have a little less than two and a half more years for our president to be the leader of this country. I hope that the American people understand that the right direction is not the direction he's going. And I think very seriously as the elections come up, to at least give some pushback and help to hold him from doing some things that will hurt us still further.
All right, Congressman Tim Walberg is joining us. Another segment with you, Congressman, I hope.
We'll look forward to it.
Okay, hold on, please. We're going to speak more with Congressman Tim Walberg. Congressman Tim Walberg is joining us, but first going to go to the phones to Mark in Grand Rapids. Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind this morning?
I think it's laughable that we're concerned with anything Putin does. I mean, we have a communist in the White House here. We're spending $1 trillion a year we don't have. Our borders are wide open when we're under threat of terrorist attack. It's like our house is burning to the ground and we're worried about the guy burning leaves in his front yard. I'll take Putin over Obama any day.
All right, Mark, appreciate the call this morning. Interesting, you know, look at things. We look across the oceans at, you know, a possible threat when the own threat, Congressman, is within our own house.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's why the House last week decided to stay in longer before going out on the five-week annual August in-district work period and recess to get that job done, to put forward a bill, to pass it in a bipartisan way. Ultimately, it was. But Nancy Pelosi sure didn't support it and encouraged her caucus to not support it, yet there were some clear-thinking Democrats that came across and supported the Republicans' effort to secure the borders by giving the resources to the southern governors on the line there to employ and not employ, but deploy their National Guard right on the border to take away the prohibition against going on federal lands that were prohibited by Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. And to allow us to actually police those borders and say to those who are coming across, the human traffickers and others, we are not open for amnesty. We also put some significant provisions in there to make sure that people requesting asylum are not given the opportunity for 7 years to be over here waiting for their court hearing, but rather within 14 days they'll have an adjudication as to whether they can stay under a true asylum request or they're shipped back home to their own governments, for their governments to care for, and using the foreign aid dollars that we give to those governments in Central America to do that shipping of them back and assisting in the process of getting their put back with their families. So I think we took that very important issue in hand, sent it forward, including a bill that gave stronger prohibitions to the president for taking his pen and his phone and doing amnesty here in the United States. So I agree with the caller that it's a major problem that we have here. It's been an invasion of our country, and the numbers that come here with legitimate concerns are small in comparison to those that are being trafficked or they're coming over in nefarious ways that aren't for the best interests of this country.
Speaking with Congressman Tim Walberg, Congressman, the president is expected today to sign a veterans health care bill into law, $16.3 billion measure that allows Veterans Affairs Department to hire thousands of doctors, offer health care workers, and make it easier to fire senior VA executives judged to be negligent. But yet there's monies coming up missing. Is this a step in the right direction? At the same time, a cover-up to hide what is missing?
Well, it's not. At least the legislation isn't a cover-up. In fact, there's language in that legislation that will extend a congressional review of all of the problems that are going in the VA, extend a review and investigation into loss of resources, fraudulent work by some of the employees, especially the senior executive service employees. Allow them when they are under appeal for being charged with wrong actions to not receive their bonuses and pay for that period of time. It's a very strong effort now that we've seen come to light some terrible things within the Veterans Administration, specifically in the area of health care of our veterans, come to light. Actions are being taken. It will continue on. On the other side of the ledger, we gave in that piece of legislation, which was bipartisan and bicameral, I must say, starting in the House, but nonetheless working forward, and the president will sign it. It's a bill that gives more opportunity for veterans to receive care if they can't get it in a timely fashion within 30 days at the local veterans hospital. They can take a card that will be given to them to be able to go to any health care provider, hospital, in Lansing, let's say, or in Jackson, and receive their care and not have to wait till they get through the line at a Veterans Administration hospital. So that's a good step. And I think there will be also a pilot program that looks at how we can do that over the long term, that we help the VA centers, but we also really prove that our main interest is making sure that veterans are cared for in a timely fashion, and their lives are preserved, and their families are helped, and whatever means that takes, let's do that.
Congressman Tim Walberg, I couldn't agree more. Executive orders, looking at one on immigration, it seems this particular president, I have about a minute left in this segment, it takes a great, really likes the executive orders, likes saying, hey, this is my position, and I'm going to, go forward, whether you like it or not.
Well, I think all presidents, to one degree or other, like executive orders, and even if the American people don't, and it is legal for them to do that. All presidents have, but most presidents have had a Congress made up of a House and Senate that will, when necessary, push back and say no, and stop those executive orders. This president has not had that problem because the U.S. Senate, under Harry Reid's leadership, has been unwilling to hold this president back. In fact, I believe they've enhanced his ability to use his pen and a phone and do whatever he wants and almost become an imperial president. And that's a challenge for democracy in this country and the rule of law. So I'm hopeful that there will be a changeover in the U.S. Senate, whether it's still a Democrat majority or not, at least a closer majority so that Republicans and Democrats will have an opportunity to throw Harry Reid out, put a leader in that will at least use the system and assert our responsibility and our authority as the People's House and the State's House in saying to the President, Mr. President, you do have your authority, but we have ours as well.
Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you.